Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Hillenbrand, also known by its ticker, HI. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. Hillenbrand is a global industrial company operating primarily in the industrial machinery and equipment space, with a focus on highly engineered solutions and processing equipment. They've got a solid footprint in sectors like plastics, food, and recycling, and they're based out of the U.S., with a sizable workforce driving their operations. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Hillenbrand tick, looking at their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all through the lens of a long-term investor like yourself. So let's unpack their story, check out the latest developments, and see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. First, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Hillenbrand stock has shown mixed results across various timeframes. Over the past year, their performance has been somewhat underwhelming compared to broader market trends, but there are signs of stabilization in shorter windows like the past month and quarter. On the news front, there's a lot of buzz around their strategic moves, especially from their latest earnings call for the fiscal third quarter of 2025. They've reported a decent revenue figure of around $599 million, though there are challenges with margins and some softness in certain segments. Let's dig into the details as we roll through this SWOT analysis and see what's driving these numbers and what could shape their future. Strengths: solid revenue base and diversified operations. Hillenbrand is pulling in consistent revenue with their latest quarterly figure at $599 million as per the recent earnings call. They've got a diversified portfolio across industrial segments like plastics and food processing, which helps buffer against downturns in any single market. For long-term investors, this kind of stability in revenue streams is a big plus. Strong operating cash flow. Looking at their cash flow statements, Hillenbrand is generating healthy cash from operations. This gives them the flexibility to reinvest in growth or pay down debt, which is always a reassuring sign when you're looking at a stock for the long haul. Their free cash flow yield also looks competitive based on trailing 12-month metrics, showing they're not just earning, but converting that into usable capital. Strategic focus on innovation. From the earnings call summary, it's clear Hillenbrand is doubling down on strategic initiatives. They're investing in areas that could drive future growth, like advanced processing technologies. For us as investors, this signals a forward-thinking mindset which could pay off in sustained growth over the next decade. Weaknesses: margin pressures and profitability concerns. Despite decent top-line numbers, Hillenbrand is facing some headwinds on margins. The earnings call highlighted challenges in maintaining profitability in certain segments due to cost pressures. Their net profit margin over the trailing 12 months isn't as robust as I'd like to see, and this could weigh on the stock if not addressed. High debt levels. A quick glance at their balance sheet metrics shows a debt-to-equity ratio that's on the higher side. This isn't a deal-breaker, but it's something to watch. If interest rates stay elevated, or if cash flows take a hit, this debt could become a bigger burden, especially for a company in a capital-intensive industry. Underwhelming stock performance. Let's be real. Hillenbrand stock hasn't been setting the world on fire. Compared to industry averages over the past year and even 5 years, they're lagging. While short-term trends show some recovery, this kind of performance can test the patience of even the most committed long-term investor. Opportunities. Growth in key segments. The earnings call pointed to potential in high-growth areas like recycling and sustainable processing solutions. With global demand for eco-friendly industrial practices on the rise, Hillenbrand could capitalize on this trend if they play their cards right. This is the kind of opportunity that could transform their growth trajectory over the next few years. Geographic expansion potential. Looking at their revenue breakdown by region, there's room to grow in underpenetrated markets. If they can scale operations in emerging economies while managing risks, this could be a significant driver for revenue growth. For long-term investors, geographic diversification is a key metric to track. Valuation upside. On the valuation front, Hillenbrand's forward P/E ratio suggests the stock might be reasonably priced compared to industry averages, with analyst estimates showing a range that could indicate upside if earnings growth picks up. This isn't a screaming buy signal, but it's worth noting for those of us looking for value plays with growth potential. Threats, macroeconomic and trade policy risks. The earnings call specifically called out concerns around macroeconomic conditions and trade policies. Tariffs, supply chain disruptions, or a broader economic slowdown could hit Hillenbrand hard, especially given their global operations. As investors, we need to keep an eye on these external factors. They're often out of the company's control, but can tank performance. Industry competition and innovation lag. Hillenbrand operates in a competitive space within the industrial sector. If competitors outpace them on innovation or cost efficiency, they could lose market share. Their recent earnings call didn't scream industry leader in terms of groundbreaking moves, so this is a real risk to monitor. Sector and industry underperformance. Broader industry and sector trends aren't exactly in Hillenbrand's favor right now. Performance metrics for their sector show weaker gains compared to the overall market over multiple timeframes. If the industrial machinery space continues to struggle, Hillenbrand might find it tough to swim against the current, no matter how solid their fundamentals are. Now, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. Hillenbrand is a company with a stable foundation and some intriguing growth prospects, especially in sustainable industrial solutions. Their cash flow strength and strategic focus are encouraging for long-term investors, but I can't ignore the red flags around margins and debt. Short-term, there might be some bumps. Macro risks and industry headwinds aren't going away overnight. Medium-term, though, if they can execute on their growth initiatives and shore up profitability, there's potential for a turnaround story. Valuation-wise, they're not overpriced, which gives a bit of a safety cushion if you're considering an entry point. But patience will be key here. This isn't a quick flip stock by any stretch. In conclusion, Hillenbrand presents a mixed bag for long-term investors. The strengths and opportunities suggest there's a foundation for growth, particularly if you believe in the industrial sector's recovery and their pivot to high-demand areas like sustainability. However, the weaknesses and external threats mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of investment. You'll need to stay vigilant, track their debt management, and watch how they navigate these choppy economic waters. If you're intrigued by Hillenbrand or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the market, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus a detailed SWOT breakdown on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Hillenbrand in the comments. I'd love to hear if you're bullish or bearish on this one. Until next time, keep building that wealth.